Hello, everybody. Welcome back to The Way That I See It. My name is Lucy Superfox. So if you are watching this live on Instagram, this is going to be a podcast drop as well. But I wanted to do like a little short podcast, a kind of short drop on kind of four mantras to take into 2024. So no matter what your business, no matter what your career, no matter what your goals are, no matter what your lifestyle is, no matter where you're going right now, these are kind of four mantras or four core beliefs to embed that I would take into 2024. Oh, I'm pressing buttons on my Mac. That I would take into 2024 to help me shift in any area of life. And so if right now you've set yourself some goals for 2024, then these would be four mantras that will make a difference, will shift things for you. Well, if you can really embed these in your nervous system, if you can believe them, if you can get behind them, if you can know them, if you can understand them, that can shift your entire experience financially, emotionally, mentally, in your body, in your business, in your relationship. Because they have a dramatic impact on your self-worth. They have a dramatic impact on your understanding of the law of attraction. They have a dramatic impact on your authenticity. They have a dramatic impact on your action and how you take yourself into the world and how you move forward. So these four mantras are four core beliefs that I have embedded over the last couple of years that have allowed me to really step into my power, to really step into my authenticity, to really step into the things that I love, and to really just focus on the things that I love and know that there will always be enough money, that there will always be enough abundance created from the things that I do based on what I'm a match for, that there will always be, you know, people will always have a great impact from my work. That, and so these beliefs have led to me stepping into my most authentic self at this point in time. And so if you are ready for 2024 to be a year of authenticity, a year of empowerment, a year of confidence, a year of transformation, a year of self-belief, then these are four mantras or four core beliefs that I would embed into your mindset and personal development program, or into how you know, want to shift your behavior. So These are kind of affirmations or mantras. You can use them like that. My top tip on affirmations, I will caveat before I give you these, is this: affirmations only work if you believe them. If you are picking affirmations that are miles away from where you are, your subconscious mind will call you a liar. And the reason for that is that there'll be a lack of integrity and a gap between where you are and where you want to be. And if that gap feels too big for your mind to wrap its head around, when you start affirming things that are really far from where you are, like let's say you're broke right now and you're affirming you're a millionaire, then as much as that is a nice idea and it makes you feel fluffy and wonderful for the 30 seconds that you repeat it or look in the mirror, the truth is if your subconscious mind cannot cognitively wrap its head around it and it doesn't actually understand how that could be a thing, and your nervous system's like, what? That's not our experience. What then happens is it actually creates like dissonance. It actually creates like separation. So the one caveat I always make with affirmations is you must believe them, or you must do the work to believe them. And that's why these affirmations or mantras or core beliefs to take into your 2024 are not things like that. They are not about stuff and things. They are more around behavior. They're more around how you be. They're more around how you feel and around how you think. So let me give you the first mantra, affirmation, or belief that I would love you to embed into your psyche and into your nervous system in 2024. So the first core belief or mantra is this: I always get what I am available for. I always get what I am available for. So let me give you an example. So number one, your life experience right now, as a result of everything that's happened to you up to this point, every single experience, thought process, feeling, action, behavior up to this point has led to your current life experience. So whether right now you're happy in your life experience or not is actually a moot point, as Joey would say in Friends, because your life experience right now is what you are available for. So financially, you are receiving what you are available for, energetically, emotionally, spiritually, mentally. You are receiving what you are available for. Now, why this is a powerful belief or mantra to absorb, and that is I always get what I am available for, is it gives you your power back. Because when you realize that you are getting what you are available for, you can then change what you're available for to get something different. But whilst you believe that life is happening to you and it's not a creation of your own, then we are in our victim mindset. We are in a, why is this happening to me? Someone else needs to do something about this. This needs to change outside of me. But if we don't change what's happening inside of us and what we're energetically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually available for, then nothing in our outward experience changes. So affirming or believing or getting behind the mantra or belief, I always get what I am available for, gives you your power back. Affirmation, mantra, or belief number two. It's who I become that matters. It's who I become that matters. And you could even shorten that to it's who I be that matters. Guys, life is not about what we do. There are plenty of people that work hard. There are plenty of people that tick boxes. There are plenty of people that show up and go through life like it's a routine monotony day in and day out, that have no joy, that have no happiness, that have no fulfillment, and often are doing all the same things as the successful people, but not seeing the momentum or seeing that success land in their bank account or in their business or in whatever area of life they're seeking that growth or transformation. And the truth is, it's about the energy they bring to the thing. It's about the thoughts, the feelings, and the behaviors that they have rather than doing the thing itself. The example I always give is weight loss when we talk about becoming, because if you are somebody that is, let's say, seeking a weight loss plan, you can follow the same meal and nutritional and training plan as the next person. But if you go through those 12 weeks ticking boxes, you may still achieve the weight loss of the person next to you. But if that person is also working on their mindset, how they think, how they feel, how they identify, who they believe they are, what stories they tell themselves, who they actually like are as a person, what they value, what's important to them, and they begin to identify as a slim, fit, and healthy person, you can tick the same boxes as them. But if you are still the same person mentally, getting the same thing you're available for, still thinking, feeling, and acting like a person who's unhealthy and overweight, at the end of those 12 weeks, what happens to the person who's identified as slim, fit, and healthy is they stay slim, fit, and healthy. And the person who's identified as still overweight and unhealthy, because we always get what we're available for, slides all the way back to unfit and unhealthy. And so the second affirmation or mantra, it's who I become or who I be that matters, is not just a representation of what we get in our life. So about, you know, being to receive, but actually being is where we experience our joy. We don't experience our joy when we're disassociated, doing 17 things on Instagram, watching TV, doing something else. We experience joy when we're in the moment, when we're being present, when we feel safe to be ourselves, when we're safe in our nervous system, when we feel good in who we are. And so this is why the affirmation or belief number two is it's who I be and who I become that matters is so powerful, because that reminds us that it's not about the stuff and the things and the achievement and the doing. It's about who we be. So if you are seeking transformation, or you're seeking success, or you're seeking abundance in 2024, then it's how you identify and who you be, how you think. Plus, like I said, affirmation, belief, or mantra number one, I always get what I'm available for. And those two things combined will help you shift your identity, how you think, how you feel, and then in turn, how you behave, as well as the energy you give to the thing that gets you your results. It's the energy we bring to the moment, we bring to the activity, we bring to the thing, not the thing we do in itself. So that's the first two. The third one is, and this will be maybe triggering for some of you, it's safe to be seen, it's safe to be me. Most of us have dysregulated nervous systems. Most of us have been through life, experiencing life at, like I said, from a victim perspective, and just understand the context of what I'm saying, we don't believe we have the power to change our life. So what happens is, we go through life believing life is happening to us. And what happens to most of us as we experience stress, we experience, you know, things that happen even from young schooling age, we go through with a core belief, and this is the fourth one, but we'll come to that in a minute, that we're just not good enough, or that we're not loved, or we're not respected, or we're not cared for. And some people, that is their real life experience as a child, and that freaking breaks my heart. But that is their general life experience. So they go into adult life keeping themselves as small as possible, not wanting to cause angst, not wanting to cause stress, not wanting to receive rejection, not wanting to receive people's opinions or be trolled on the internet or whatever it is. And so we keep ourselves small. So we desire all these things, we want all these things, we feel called to all these things, but our nervous systems are telling us that's not safe. Don't put yourself out there. You'll be rejected. What will people think of you? And when we can really shift those beliefs into it's safe to be seen, it's safe to be me, and we can shift into that core belief and that as a real thing that we can get behind, what then happens is we open ourselves up to energetic opportunities. We open ourselves up to having conversations, to transforming our business. But more than anything, what we open ourselves up to being is stepping into our authenticity, is stepping into who it is we always truly wanted to be. But that can only happen if it feels safe to do that. And by safety, I'm not talking about don't walk down an alley when it's dark at night on your own. I'm talking about the nervous system safety of how it feels in your nervous system to put yourself out there, to write the post, to say the thing, to go live, to do whatever. And guys, I am a natural born performer. So for me, those things have never really been a trigger, probably the right word. But what, you know, for me, I hated confrontation. I hated disagreeing with someone. I hated being the person that said no. Like, I was a classic grade A people pleaser because it didn't feel safe to be me. It felt I'd modulated and changed myself my whole life through, you know, falling in love at a young age and being like, oh, whatever you want, babe. And then actually I'd lost part of myself along the way. And that happens to so many of us. And if we, the longer we go through that life experience, it feels less and less safe to be us, to be seen and to be you. And so the third belief and mantra, that's why I've said it, is it's safe to be seen, it's safe to be me. The fourth one is I am good enough. I am good enough. Repeat after me. The fourth belief or core mantra for 2024 is I am good enough. Most of us go through life knowing, in fact, I would say 100% of people go through life believing they're not good enough. And it's only when they change and transform and do the inner work to actually believe they're good enough that stuff shows up on the outside. And so believing that you're good enough, you may believe you're good enough to receive X amount of money, or you may receive you believe you're good enough to receive a certain amount of behavior in a relationship, or you may believe you're good enough to be a certain size. And this is what links back to belief number one, we always get what we're available for. If you do not believe you're good enough, you are not available to receive things beyond just under good enough, right? If you do not believe that you're great and wonderful and worthy and fabulous and loving and kind and abundant and all these things, you cannot receive those things. It's just like not a thing. Energetically, that would be called, oh my God, get this right in my head. Interference, deconstructive interference. So basically it would be the opposite energetic wave. So in physics, it would be basically the wrong wave. It would be a clash, right? So think of it that way. Because we always get what we're available for. So if you do not believe you're good enough, you will continue to get life experience that shows you, points at you and pokes you and says, hey, you're not good enough. So if you want to actually receive better things in life, more money, a better relationship, a different body, you want to transform how you feel about yourself, believing that you're good enough. And guys, this isn't always surface level work. Like I said, these are just mantras and things to work on. This is not like, here's an affirmation, fix all your problems. But believing that you're good enough, so reminding yourself that you are good enough on a daily basis in small ways can be life changing, because most of us are living life and operating through the lens of I'm not good enough. And guys, it will never present like that. The truth is most wounds, most like limiting beliefs don't just go, oh, hello, I'm a limiting belief. Can you fix me? That's not how they show up, right? What happens is they show up in your behaviors. They show up in when you make flippant statements, they show up in where you procrastinate, they show up in where you hold yourself back, because there is a part of you that is protecting another part of you. And I'm not a therapist, but I have understood from my therapy work that when we use the word like, oh, part of me feels this way, or a part of me, that's a true thing. Like, that's actually what happens in psychology, is parts of our psyche have broken into different identities to protect us, right? So when there's a part of you that procrastinates and goes embarrassed and gets nervous and doesn't want to go on Instagram, that's a part of you that's protecting another part of you, a more wounded, vulnerable part of you. So what part of you doesn't feel good enough? What part of you doesn't feel safe to be seen? And, you know, working with clients the last year on, you know, my 6-week shift program, which is my signature coaching program, and seeing the testimonials from the clients that have been through my Becoming program, which is my transformation, healing and manifestation program. I call it my metamorphosis, really. It's a very beautiful program. But seeing the testimonials and the transformations, these are the four shifts that they have made. The shift from really taking their power back and knowing that I always get what I'm available for. They shift into knowing it's less about what they do and more about how they be and who they become. They shift from not feeling safe to be seen and not feeling good enough into feeling safe to be seen and it's safe to be themselves. And they shift from not feeling good enough and feeling, you know, always putting things off and being afraid and not being confident to feeling good enough and stepping into their authentic selves. And for me, this is why I do what I do, because I have been on this journey with you. I was the person who didn't believe she was good enough, who would never put herself out there. I would do the obvious things like social media, all things people would see, but I would never put myself out there and ask the question. I would never, if it hadn't been meeting my husband the way that I did, and again, always get what you're available for, I was available for a man to present himself to me in a unique situation. I would never have gone out and dated, guys. I would never have put myself out there for the fear of rejection of somebody not loving me, because I didn't love myself. So I would never put myself out there to be reminded of that. Like, why would I do that, right? And so when you can shift into these four core mantras or four core beliefs, and you can start to really believe they're true, and again, for some of you, that will be a big gap from where you are now. For some of you, that will be like the obvious next step. It'll be something you can imprint, that you can embed, that you can, what's the word I'm looking for, integrate, that you can integrate really simply. And for some of you, this will be a longer journey. And for those of you that feel like you need that support and guidance for that, I have two programs that are open for enrollment right now. So you've got number one, you've got the Becoming program. This is a 5-module self-led program that comes with 6 different bonuses. And this program is specifically around kind of regulating. It's around healing. It's around going, slowing down and looking at your life and really calling time on who you've been up to this point, because you know that transformation is required. You know that inner transformation is required from where you are right now to get to where you want to be. It's about, that's why it's called Becoming. The program is about becoming the woman you want to be, becoming the person you want to be. So going from someone who's clearing out the past, healing the stories, the narratives, the experiences that you've been on, restoring your nervous system, your mind, your body, and also the energy that you have, whilst then being able to step into the power of manifestation. I teach all my manifestation principles, the 5 steps to manifestation in module 4, and then in module 5 about becoming, about identity, about stepping into that next version of yourself. And then we have the 6-week shift program, which is a 6-week one-to-one coaching program that's really about the people who are ready to grow, the people who are ready to scale, the people who are ready to step into authenticity. So it's less about the healing, it's less about the kind of reflecting in that kind of deeper work. And it's very much about the people who are looking for that radical accountability to take things and move things forward. But regardless of whether or not right now you want that help from me, whether it's in my, you know, the Becoming program or the 6-week shift, these 4 core beliefs and mantras, if you can integrate these into your nervous system, you can integrate these into your life experience, and they feel like they could be true, then these will make a difference to your experience financially, emotionally, spiritually, in your body, in your business or relationship, whatever it is. So to recap, those 4 core mantras and beliefs were: number one, I always get what I am available for. Number two, it's who I be or who I become that matters most. Number three, it's safe to be seen, it's safe to be me. And number 4, I am good enough. And if you can really, really embrace those, not on a surface level, not on a I am good enough, I am good enough, I am good enough kind of vibe, but you can actually embrace that you are good enough and that you know that, and you're willing to do the work for that to be true for you. Because that's the thing about any mantra, any belief, any affirmation, there may be clearing work to be done to really believe these things are true. But no matter what your goals are in 2024, if you can integrate these 4 beliefs into your personal development programming, you can integrate these into your mindset programming, you will see an incredible transformation and an incredible shift, because these 4 beliefs will give you your power back and the resources that you need to step out there, do the next thing, make those next level shifts, and step into your authenticity. So that was it. I hope you loved it. I hope it was helpful. Please feel free to share this with anybody you know would benefit. As always, give me a tag, drop me a DM. And if you would like to access one of my brand new free trainings, you can DM me the word shift for what it takes for basically have and develop those next level shifts, get my words out, or you can DM me the word vision to unlock my free vision board masterclass. And if you are listening to this live on the podcast, then you can access both of those at lucysuperfox.com/vision and lucysuperfox.com/shifting. So I love you all so much. I hope you have the most incredible rest of festive season, the incredible rest of 2023. And I cannot wait to see you step into your next level self in 2024.